I remember it fondly as Wine and Chocolat, but this year it will have a different name with the same or better wonderful guilty delights. My guest is Emily Loya, the new general manager of KCOS, El Paso's public television affiliate. Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you, Monica. Yes, and we're really excited for this updated, not new, but a new name to a great event that's been going on for 11 years now.
Well, it's you know, Wine and Chocolat was certainly tempting enough, but this new name gives it more of the idea of what it really represents. What is the name? Drum roll here.
Okay. It is the KCOS Wine and Food Classic. And one, we wanted to put KCOS back in the name of the event to remind folks
yes.
that it's a great event supporting public media, public television here mm-hmm. in El Paso. And it's probably the biggest array of wines outside of the wine festivals in the area. We have three major wine distributors. And then, of course, our food is no longer just chocolate. We have 7 different restaurants, as well mm-hmm. as 4 different dessert providers. And some handcrafted lemonades. It's just going to be more than you can enjoy in one evening, I think.
It's a gastronomic overload evening. And the subtitle is a gourmet tasting soiree. So tell me the when and the where.
It's going to be this coming Thursday, October mm-hmm. 16th, and it'll be from 6 to 9 p.m. at the El Paso Community College Administrative Center, which has buildings A and B. We're in building A, and that's where that auditorium is. A lot of you guys have been out to events there before as well.
Tell me more about how the evening is set up as far as seating and what else is happening.
It's from 6 to 9. Most folks roll in between 6 and 7, and there's an entire 2 sides tables with the setup from the restaurants, the wine distributors, and the desserts. So it's a great time to go around and get a tasting. And there's cocktail tables. There's also round tables to sit down and enjoy your food if you want to take a break. Or if you're back up and down, you can be back up and mm-hmm. down pretty quickly. We do sell reserve tables of 10 as well. But there's
nice.
Usually space for everyone. But we're looking for a full house this year.
And what's the cost involved?
So it's a $50 ticket or $500 for a table of 10. And for those that are already supporters of the station, they get a $10 discount.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. And lest people think that it's just a smattering of a toothpick here and a sip there, can you make a dinner out of it?
I would definitely say so. Last year, I saw some of those servings. I didn't really see them being so much tastings as like more like tapas almost. Artovino's had an amazing spread. Suzu, we're excited to add Cafe Central this year.
Oh my,
so
yes.
It's definitely a chef's showcase in many ways. So they go head-to-head a little bit. Same with the wine providers. Yeah.
And will there be any ancillary events, art auction or other events going on?
There will be a large silent auction as well, and a couple of highlighted items in a live auction. In the middle, we'll also do a little recap of what KCOS has been up to this year, so folks know what they're supporting and just the great work that we're doing in public media here in El Paso.
Yeah, give us a little preview of what is new as far as the programming and innovations at the station?
Well, we're working on developing even broader audiences. We just wrapped up a season of a YouTube channel called Only in El Paso, and we had 10 different filmmakers from our community. They made 5-minute videos on topics as varied as J.J. Arms to the Plaza Classic Film Festival to hiking and biking in El Paso.
That was a really industrious effort on your part. It seemed like you got going on a short fuse, and it was full steam ahead to raise the funds for it.
It was pretty ambitious, but I
yes.
think sometimes you have to be a little bit crazy to do anything too amazing,
it helps,
right?
Yes.
It helps, right? Over bite off more than you can chew, but it was really a group effort in terms of my staff, but more importantly, the 10 folks that we worked with as filmmakers. We've had a really nice event to celebrate it a couple weeks ago. It was really cool to see folks come out and support it and hear
yes.
the artists and their stories about behind the scenes. So we're really hoping to do more and expand that, not just online, but see what else we can do with filmmakers here in El Paso. I don't have any super specific plans, but if you're a local filmmaker and wanting to get your stuff on air, feel free to reach out or shoot us an email, because we're
Sweet.
Looking at ideas of how we can put more of our local content on air, but not be the owners and makers of all of that. There's a lot of voices out there in El Paso.
But what a great place to offer to throw up an easel for mm-hmm. this art form as the PBS station. It's awesome that you are doing that for local artists. Any other little entertainment opportunities?
So there's a lot of different things you can do. You can enjoy the live music. We'll have a couple different sets. And then we also have an interactive photo booth where you can kind of play dress up and take some photos home from the evening. That always gets a little more exciting as the evening winds on.
Yeah, a glass of wine in me and... I would not want to be caught in that photo booth. It might not be a good thing.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a fun, fun event, and it's such a perfect cause to get out and make an evening of it. My guest today, Emily Loya, the general manager of KCOS TV 13. That's our local PBS affiliate, inviting everyone to go to the KCOS Wine and Food Classic, a gourmet tasting soiree. That's this coming Thursday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And for more information on the event, you can call KCOS at 590-1313. I take it tickets will be available at the door.
Yes, if they're still remaining.
Thank you so much for coming in, Emily.
Thank you, Monica.